We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With 5 irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's go around the room. See what's on your mind. I'm going to start with you, straight Nate.
Okay.
What are you thinking about?
All right. Do you guys want a history lesson real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We all want to have a legacy, right? So Emperor Vespasian, he was the emperor of Rome in the late hundreds AD. And he started the building of the Colosseum, right? Oh, great. He's famous. He started the Colosseum. Well, did you also know?
Why are you talking like that?
Because it's animation. I'm trying to get people excited
okay.
here.
All right.
Pretend I'm
okay.
teaching a class. Did you also know that the public urinal in Italy is named after him? Vespasiano. If you go find a Vespasiano, it's a public urinal.
Damn.
Because he put a tax on urine when he was the emperor.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
A tax on urine?
A tax on urine.
They used urine to make certain things, and they used it to bleach white, stuff like that, you know, bleach whites. So it was like they'd get the ammonia out of it. So anyway, they named
really?
It urinal.
They would milk urine out of people and
yes.
sell it and tax it?
Well,
tax
actually,
it?
People just peed in a big area, and then they would take this urine and then sell it to somebody that they would extract the ammonia from it.
Oh.
And then they would sell it. So he would tax pee.
Okay.
So anyway, Vespasiano. If you ever go to a Vespasiano, that's a urinal, and it's because of Emperor.
So what? He makes everyone like wear a catheter? And you have to go to a catheter station and surrender your urine?
Cesspool, and then they would...
Oh.
Yeah, this is how ancient Rome worked,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, it's so funny. We were watching a show called Plebs. I don't know if you've seen it on television, on Netflix. I think it's Netflix. Anyway, and one of the ladies... That's what she does for a living. She washes the clothes with urine that people donate because that's what they did back in the day. They
took,
as you said, the
ammonia.
Ammonia out of it, yeah.
Well, I know, but then how do you get the urine out of it?
That's so crazy.
All right, okay, moving on. Danielle, we'll go to you, Danielle. I hope it's not about urine.
No, it's not. So yesterday, you guys were so nice to Spencer because he spent the day here. Thank you. And we had the best New York City day. Not only did we do shopping, but we ate. We actually ate at 30 Rock at this place called 5 Acres. It was delicious. We went to Ben and Jerry's for ice cream afterwards. And we ended the day at one of our favorite places, Jimmy Fallon's show. And it was
That's so cool.
And I want to thank Caitlin and Amanda because they got me tickets last minute. But the coolest part was Pete Townsend was one of the guests, and he's from The Who.
So he was there performing with Tommy, and Tommy is the Broadway show based on, you know, The Who. And right. he performed, and Jimmy comes out in the audience, and he goes, I just want you guys to know, he never does this. He's doing this special for us. Wow. It was so cool. Rock royalty right in front of me, and it was awesome to see. So we had the best time. But a New York City day is just so fun. So maybe you have a place near you that is like your New York City. Go out and explore and do things in town and have a good time. So I loved it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was so
you know,
much
the
fun.
City as big a pain in the ass as it is, and dangerous and frightening, yeah. it still is New York City. Yeah, any way yeah. you slice it, you know, the city is so nice they named it twice. New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx are up and the battery's down. Play it, Scary.
Oh, okay, I'll find it.
Okay, Gandhi, what's on your mind today?
I just want to say, rely on the reliable people around you. That's something that I've been trying to do more of because I'm not great at it. I'm always like, you know what? F it. I'll do it myself. I'm just going to do it myself. And things get really overwhelming, especially when you start taking on a lot of projects. But I relied on Deanna and Andrew to help me out with something yesterday. And they did such a good job that I just, it was like a, hey, take a step back and trust other people
nice.
To do the things that they're very good at. So Andrew and Deanna, I love you guys. And I got to start being better about that. You helped me
What
out
did they
lot.
Do?
Nice. They made a little trailer for me for my podcast.
The one we're, why are you being so vague? Tell everyone. It's the one we were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah, but I feel, so I always feel weird just trying, you know, like if it just comes to being something self-promotional, I just wanted to highlight them, but they made a trailer for my podcast. Holly Madison is the guest on it this week, and she's awesome. She has so much interesting stuff to say
yeah.
about her time at the Playboy Mansion and everything. So they took all the pieces from, because we actually record video too. They took pieces from the video. They made a little trailer tease. We posted it. Holly Madison collabed with it.
That's
and it
so
just,
cool.
If I would just rely on people around me, things would be so much easier.
Please. We brought that up earlier because I saw that trailer they produced for you. I thought it was brilliantly done. Brilliantly done. I can't talk. Anyway, and there's nothing wrong with talking about what you're doing. You do need to promote what you do because people want to tune in and see what you're doing.
Well, if you would like to do that, Sauce on the Side is my podcast. Anywhere you get podcasts, preferably the iHeartRadio app. It's free 99. And Holly Madison, the episode dropped today, and she was really great.
Nice.
Danielle you even came and said hi to her.
Yes, I love her. That show she used to be on, The Girls Next Door, so good.
Right?
I love
yeah. it. You know what the famous P.T. Barnum once said about self-promotion?
What?
Tell them you're going to do it, and then tell them what you did.
Okay. Yep. Done.
I do it all the time. I don't care. Because, you know, look, that's what we do for a living. And you did a great job on that. And it is a brilliant trailer as well. Hey, Scary, what's up with you?
You know how everyone's saying, oh, AI is coming for your job. And you know, everybody has to worry about this stuff. Well, I think the people that really need to worry should be professional masseuses. I saw an AI give a professional massage to somebody, and now I want one. I am obsessed with getting an AI. It has, like, the motions of your hands, your elbows, the fingers, and it's all it is this plastic thing that stands over you while you're on the massage, getting the massage.
Creepy.
And it knows, no, they say the AI knows how much pressure to apply, where to work you.
Do you think it probes you at some point?
Yes.
At one point it crams its probe up your butt.
No, I'm telling you, you're gonna want AI's hands no. all over you.
Remember the story about the factory worker who the AI arm picked her up and slammed her into the conveyor belt?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't need that when I'm in the mall getting a massage from an AI robot.
They say it scientifically calculates to know exactly what
Okay. It Here's the thing about getting a great massage from someone who really knows what they're doing. There's nothing science or mechanical things can do. It's a one-on-one, person-to-person thing. They feel the nuances of whatever they're rubbing, and they're better at it. I would never trust a machine to rub me.
I want
to
try
ever.
It.
Ever.
Slam you into the ground, Scary.
Scary, of course, also has the largest collection of male sex toys.
What?
Oh, wow.
What's that thing, Froggy, that Lisa the bought you that one time? The fleshlight.
The fleshlight? I don't have a fleshlight.
Not anymore.
Look at Scotty B nodding his head.
What's a fleshlight?
Oh,
the
fleshlight.
Okay, moving on.
Too much.
Let's go to Froggy. Froggy, what's on your mind today? What's up?
So I love when we go out in the wild and we see other people that are just like us. So many times in my life, I've been told I'm immature and I need to turn it off. I need to this. I need to that. So I was at Home Depot over the weekend, and I had to get some goof off because I needed to get some adhesive off of something. Well, it was on the same aisle. It's in the paint department of the caulking. There was a gentleman there with with his girlfriend or wife. I'm not sure whether they were married or not. And he starts in with this. So, what color caulk do you want me to buy you? How much caulk do you want? How much caulk? And he kept. And so I looked at her. She was disgusted and irritated and rolling her eyes, but yet playing along. And I looked at him and I said, we're all the same. I said, I would do the same exact thing in this department. And another guy from the paint department goes, this happens 20 times a day here.
Of course.
I just love that there are other people like us out in the wild.
That's awesome.
And it makes me happy.
Fun with the word caulk. I put an emphasis on that L every single time.
Yes.
And finally, we go to producer Sam. What's on your mind today? Does it have to do with caulk?
No caulk. Not tonight. William's working late. So I was hanging out with our friend Phil, who was here around this time yesterday, and he was talking about the documentary he has that came out. So I said, what's one thing that stood out to you watching it back? Not just being a part of it, but watching it back. And he said, things that we do for growth, because that can mean so many different things. He goes, you could work on putting the toilet seat down in your marriage, and that's going to lead to huge growth, or you can cut a lifetime friend out that doesn't serve you anymore, and that's going to lead to huge growth. So I've been thinking about little things, steps you can make that are going to eventually turn into, you know, growth for you, and it's really cool that Phil didn't even realize that was happening to him until he watched it back.
Huh. Cool. Growth. I'm in.
Growth. Love it.
Let's hear it for growth.
Yay, and growth.
Growth.
Hey, you know what you can get? Some growth. Oh, forget it.
Never mind. Thank you, Danielle.